Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 11 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. And coming up in today's edition of the program, shortly we'll be having the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. And this week we are focusing on the National Book Week, and also we'll be reviewing the book Back to Basics. It's a Tajweed Handbook for Beginners by Qari Bashir Patel. That's the two features that we'll be covering in the weekly book review program, inshallah, with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Thereafter, subsequent to that, at about 9:25, 9:30, we'll be joined on the line by Mufti Zubair Bayat, the Amir of Darul Ihsan. And we are discussing the virtues of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, as well as the significance of Udhiyah, that's Qurbani. So that's the lineup for the program. The SMS line to the program is 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. For all your queries that you require urgent answers, you can SMS to me, inshallah, during the course of the program, and I will ask them when Mufti Zubair do join us a little later on, inshallah. Okay, we do have Mawlana Ashraf on the line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Let's start off with the National Book Week, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, last week was National Book Week. And, you know, it's the government's project, attempt of the state at National Book Week to actually promote reading and to promote literacy in the country. And this year, National Book Week then was marked by a type of initiative to bring books to people. In other words, to make books available to those people who don't have books. So this was the theme for this year, Mawlana. And apart from that, you know, there are national events, and then there are regional events that take place in various cities. As far as the theme for bringing books to people, it is very important because in 2007 a survey was carried out throughout the country, and it was found that only 14% of South Africans read books. And more than half of all households in South Africa don't own a leisure reading book. And one of the foundings even found that when you have as few as 20 books in your home, it can already prove to have a significant impact on the children in the house and a reading skill in the house. So even a few books, you know, just 20 books in your house can impact on your children and can make a difference in your house. So this book, you know, the whole of last week and I think it continues, and we as Muslims should continue with this idea. And the National Book Week, the council that runs it there, the South African Book Council, have an initiative that this year we should try to give a book to a poor person, give a book to a person who can't afford a book. And we know ilm and the dissemination of ilm and spreading knowledge in Islam is such a rewarding activity, you know. So we should also try, if there's a book that we're not using, a book that we think somebody can benefit from, give it to somebody. They may be able to change their whole lives with an interest in reading or an interest in educating themselves because of your efforts. And the ajr and the reward will be yours in the akhirah for that. You will be making a difference in somebody's life. So, Mawlana, I think let us ask our listeners all over to extend, you know, apply their minds to this and extend their hands and their hearts and really give whatever books they have that they're not using, perhaps, to people who are less fortunate. There's a number of ways in which that can be done. One is you give your own books. The other is that some bookshops are making books available for only 20 rand. And then there's a bin there in bargain books and exclusive books where you can put your books, and those will then be distributed on your behalf for you. Apart from that, Mawlana, this weekend saw in Johannesburg there was a book fair, and there was book fairs throughout the country. In Johannesburg, there was the Johannesburg Book Fair, the Jose Book Fair, that was hosted at the University of Witwatersrand. And there were a number, this year the focus was on children's books. So there were a number of books for children, and also there's two new children's characters, you can say, that have been launched. You know, there's the famous world-acclaimed South African writer by the name of Jakes Mda. I'm sure you've heard of him, and his books have been translated now into many indigenous languages in South Africa as well. And he's written some children's books, very interesting new characters there, with an educational background. So those books are available now to our children, and children must be encouraged to read at home, Marana. We have the holidays coming up. Exams are almost coming to an end. And use the time to take your child to a bookshop, buy them a book, see what book they like, let them choose out a book themselves, and let them, read a book or read to them. The thing is, only 3.5% of the population read to their children at night. And that is so important. If you read to a child, you are developing the child's mind, you are developing the child's interest in reading, you are passing on values to that child, you are spending quality time with your children. So let us make a resolve that we are going to read to our children every day. We're going to read something to our children. In this way, they will see you reading and they will read more. In Deen al-Islam, we have the principle that life imitates life. Whatever you see people doing, that is what you do. Children want to see their parents actively reading, and then they're going to read, inshallah. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to do that, Mawlana.
Inshallah. Mawlana, you are also most welcome to pass on your books if you are not reading here.
Yes, Mawlana, I don't mind sharing my books with anybody, Mawlana. I trust that you will reciprocate my kindness, Mawlana.
Inshallah, why not? So we were anticipating for you to start the process, Mawlana.
You're most welcome, Mawlana. You're most welcome, inshallah.
Mashallah. We're looking at Tajweed this morning, and Mawlana, a beginner's book that's written by Qari Bashir Patel.
Yes, Mawlana, the title is Back to Basics. The subtitle is Tajweed Handbook for Beginners. And like you say, Qari Bashir Patel, published by At-Tawheed Foundation, part of Qari Bashir's initiative, and our sheikh who we pray for, Sheikh Abdul Salam Basuni, who is incarcerated at the moment in Egypt. He is part of his initiative, the At-Tawheed Foundation. Mawlana, this book, we know that touches on the very important aspect of recital of the Quran correctly. There are many primers that have been written to teach the Arabic alphabet and Quranic recital. They are well known to us. We are familiar with Qaida al-Baghdadiya, Nurani Qaida, Yassar al-Quran, and there are some more recent variants of these primers. While all these books facilitate teaching and the recognition of individual letters and words, they do not aim really to skill the reader in the correct recital. The aim of the book is not tajweed. The aim of the book is often to teach recitation. But the correct recital needs a separate book. And this book helps the learner along in a methodical way to master the correct pronunciation and the articulation of the Quranic letters and the words. Qari Bashir Patel, the author, we know, has dedicated his life to the Quran, and has published also now, articles on Quran, accredited articles on Quran. He's an expert, and also it is clear from the layout of the book that he has given extensive thought to the method of teaching the tajweed of the Quran. There's progression in the lessons, and this gives the learning the less necessary structure. There are also some unique lessons in this book which are not found in other primers. There's a discussion, for example, a very interesting discussion on Ilm al-Nabr, the accentuation. And the greatest strength of this book, Mawlana, I think, is the fact that the explanations are followed by practice exercises. There are exercises there for practice for the learner. Our late Ustaz, Qari Ismail Ishaq, rahimahullah, would often tell us that the only way in which one can practice the correct makhraj of any letter is to place a vowel alif before the letter and then a sukun on the letter itself. And this advice is reflected in this book also. So, for example, you'll say af to get the correct pronunciation of the fa, or ah, or ih, or oh, or ah, etc. So this is reflected here in this practice section of this book. And really, if a person works through this book carefully, going through the all the sections. The first section deals with the makharij of the huruf, and then look at all the what is called the sifat al-lazima, those qualities that are linked to the particular huruf, and the individual huruf. The second section then looks at the sifat al-arida, those qualities that are, for example, the harakat, the sukun, etc., that are added to the particular letters and the combinations. And then the third section deals with accentuation. If a person works methodically through this book on their own, or rather even better, with a qualified ustaz, always better with a qualified qari or a female recital of the Quran Kareem, one can really come a long way in improving your recitation of the Quran Kareem. We know that that is the Kalamullah. We as believers have to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Kalam, through His book, in a way that is acceptable, in a way that shows that we have taken time and effort to improve our recitation of the Quran Kareem. So this book, Mawlana, comes as a very, very welcome addition to the books that we have already on Qiraat and Tajweed, especially, and the Ada, the recitation of the Quran Kareem.
Mullah, you mentioned the scholarly discussion towards the end of the book, Ilmun Nabr, the accentuation of the Qira'ah and when reciting the Quran. I suppose this is very intricate, and man kana lahu tulu
sahbatin. Hardly, Mawlana. You know, it's something very much part of our life. If I tell you, you are Habib, or you are Habib, or you are Habib, each one of those sentences has a different meaning. And so it is basically what Mawlana is trying to show us, is that emphasize the right word, and he does it in a very, very easily understood. There's only one page really in that part devoted to that. And then the examples, and this is the strength of this book, the examples, you know, where to place your emphasis, when, for example, reading the word ubzul. So you place your example on the ubzul, not on the zul, not on the za of that word. And the thing is highlighted clearly in different colors, and the book uses the two colors right through to make for easy understanding. So I think it's really very accessible one to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was just commenting on the scholarly discussion that if you understand the language, you'll really enjoy it. However, yes, if you do not understand the language, it can become a little complicated. For example, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ. Then they read, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ. They
yes.
put emphasis on, whereas they separated, then the accentuation is taking place on the letter ha there, on the syllable ha there, to show that they, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ, yeah, they cheat the people, or they do not give full measure. I'm saying if a person understands the language, he'll really enjoy it.
True. No. You will enjoy it, and then when you see a qari in action, you know, reading and accentuating on the right syllable and the right consonant, then you will really appreciate the Quran and its beauty, and you'll appreciate the expertise of the person you are listening to, Mawlana. You are very, very right. And I think that brings us to the step of then, the next step of actually learning and reciting with meaning, and making our tilawat meaningful and making our listening of the Quran meaningful, you know.
So, Mawlana, how are you going to read فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا? Just teasing you, Mawlana. Jazakumullah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
No, the book is available, Mawlana, from At-Tawheed Foundation. And they can be contacted on the number 011-854-9510. The title of the book again, Back to Basics, Tajweed Handbook for Beginners, by Qari Bashir Patel, published in July 2015.
Mawlana, jazakumullah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that's the book written by Qari Bashir Patel, and you can contact him and get the details from Al-Tawheed, inshallah.